This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You know, labor costs are getting ridiculous, and if you're having problems with cashiers, well, one of the best ways to do it is do like Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco. Go self-checkout, and it's real easy. Give Southwest a call. They'll come out, look at your facility, and if it fits, it's about as expensive as a cash register. How bad could that be? 24-hour day, 7-day a week service. Give them a try. Black Forest Motorsports for all you BMW, Mini, and Porsche folks. Can't ask for anything better than that. These guys got over 40 years experience doing regular dealer service and making you go fast. And if you've got the driving talent, you can put a trophy in your cabinet. Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. All right. We've got Swami in the house. They're doing a... predicting the future, so we've got Brona all fixed and all figured out.
Yep.
Both of them said it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Brittany Sandoval, how are you
today? I'm well enough. I'm on vacation.
Yeah, you didn't tell me you were on vacation.
Well, I'm on puppy training mode, and he's winning.
And how is that working out?
We have a barker, and we don't like barking in our house.
I don't
My
either.
Other dog is an angel.
So this is
so
a barker.
He needs to step up, or Steve's
they have
not
a device.
Keep him.
They have a device.
No,
I know, no. But you only have to do it a couple times, and they're not stupid.
I'm gonna try the other way. There's so many ways out there. I need to figure out which way and dedicate.
Just to show you how it's not. Put it on Steve first, okay?
That's not gonna happen.
And when
Dave.
He barks and he gets zinked in the neck, he'll know whether it's bad enough for the dog.
No, David.
Call Michelle and she'll give you some tips.
I've been reading. I've been watching videos. And
it's not working.
It's not going to overnight.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it all the time.
He doesn't.
And he's
not aggressive. He's just scared.
Yeah, and he probably is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
Much as I hate to say it. Okay, this is not the dog show. This is
no,
the
because
show.
I am flanked by champions. Dave.
Yes,
Dave,
you are. Are you going to rub on their shoulders to see if some of it comes off?
Right?
Or on the top of his head or something?
I was trying to get some tips, and then you popped in.
They don't give tips. The tips they give you are just...
We run different divisions. Maybe they will privately.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Seat time.
Yes.
Seat time.
Well, wait a sec, because... So the gentleman to my right won not only the championship at Barona, he won at Paris and at the state level, and I believe it's his first season.
But it's still seat time.
Holy cow. That's a quick learner.
Wouldn't you say, and by the way, we're talking to Edward Fingers.
Yes, Eddie Fingers, Fast Fingers.
One finger.
Fast
One
Eddie.
Finger, no less.
Well, you got 10.
Well, I got 11.
Yeah. Yucka, yucka, yucka.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I want to hear that. But don't you think it's seat time?
Seat time helps a lot. But
I mean, it doesn't hurt
I'm
if the car set up right.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but it's his first season. Like, jeez.
How old are you?
Wow.
21.
Wow. A little late starting?
Yeah.
Let's not forget, though, he's done a ton of racing with that simulator iRacing stuff.
Oh.
Okay, you done that?
Wait,
and by the way, that's
introduce?
Brian.
Yeah. Well, can I brag for a moment?
Yeah, you do
because
it all
the time. He is a dirt and an asphalt champion. Yeah. So
and
I to make sure.
He kicks cancer's ass.
Yes.
Twice.
A lot.
Yeah.
So and cancer says, okay.
Yeah.
I tried
Forget
twice,
it,
I'm
I tried.
Let's
no
hope
more.
That's it.
No more.
You watch.
So, Brian Fitzgibbons, if we haven't gotten that out for our listeners, Uncle Brian to Eddie.
That's my nephew.
And how old are you?
Just don't tell too many people that. Okay?
How old are you? You look 22.
Thank you.
I said that earlier. I'm like,
if I shave,
so
I look 18 again. So I'll take it.
Wow. No
but my daughter won't let me shave.
Uncle Brian. Is that what you call him?
Yes.
I got some pictures we can show him right now.
No, I don't want to see any pictures.
No, you do want to see this one.
I do want to see pictures.
Yes, it's kind of I don't know if it's appropriate, but it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I guess.
And let the listeners know what you're looking at.
So while he's going through his 14,682 photos,
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners which division you won all of those championships in your first season, which was 2022?
The IMCA Sport Compact.
Okay, and you chose that for what reason?
It's cheap. Oh, at least so we thought
adorable.
It was.
Okay, listener, so he just got distracted by the
that's
picture.
That's so adorable.
Can you describe it since the
he's
listeners
He's just a little
see?
Cutie.
It's yeah, this uncle. Was a picture of me and my nephew back at Cone Speedway. I believe it was 2003.
Yeah.
Holding him.
Holding my nephew.
I'd like to recreate that right now.
No.
No, that's not happening.
He weighs a little bit more than I do at this point.
You almost said a little bit, but yeah. No, he weighs
come on,
a lot
listeners.
More.
He's way more than I weigh.
Can, if we get five listeners that text me that they want to see it.
No. Well, no? They'll have to wait.
Well, he can hold me. How
I was
going
to say, I might be able to pick him up.
That makes more sense. So, Sport Compact.
Yeah. Was affordable?
Yeah.
Or you
what kind of car?
It's a 2006 Chevy Cobalt.
Okay,
is what it started its life as.
What would someone think it is now? Would they be able to identify it?
No, we've had a lot of people. Yes and no. On the way to the track, we have an open trailer. We've had a lot of people try to guess what it is.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
What do they say?
They could guess is a 2-door coupe.
Oh,
you nice.
You
don't
have 2000s.
You didn't put the emblems on it. You don't. You ought to put on it what it is, because no Cobalt ever goes as fast as if this one goes.
No.
Not from new. Not anything of the above.
Do they make Cobalt anymore? Because this would be a good.
No, I think they stopped in like 2008.
Okay. Yeah, and they started in 2007.
Yeah.
And they go, this is not going to be a good idea. I don't think. But that. That car, really, there's quite a few Cobalts out there.
Yeah, I think there was three total that raced at our track this year.
But I'm talking, you know, across the it seems like to be a popular car.
Cobalt's very popular, same with the Cavalier.
Cavaliers, exactly.
Yeah, those seem like the go-to cars.
And they're both built 1 year, stopped in the
Yeah.
Well, at least they found something they're good for. Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
What color is your car?
Purple and green and white.
It's beautiful, which is expected because all of Brian's are beautiful.
Yeah, I call his the Nordstrom car.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They look just as good when he's done as he goes out.
How do you do that?
He goes really fast.
Baby oil?
No, you start on the front row.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, I'm glad he's humble.
Yes,
aren't you?
Makes sense. Yeah. Well, it
doesn't
make
for a good show if you start up front, though.
Yeah.
Oh, which, by the way, his nickname is Showtime, because he puts on a good show.
Sure he does. We got Fast Eddie and Showtime.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I love Fast Eddie. I've known
Fast
so many.
Eddie, C-Cord.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was
well,
C-Cord.
That's true,
a lot
too.
Of Fast Eddies out there. Even the Dwarf Division has a Fast Eddie that's...
Yeah, he still could be a Fast Eddie. It's perfectly
absolutely.
Okay.
He's the dirt version of it.
Of a dirt version, exactly. Yeah, so... Awesome. So what are you going to run next year?
I drive for my sponsor, La Fajita Winery.
That's right. You have.
Yeah.
And he did.
I didn't bring any.
He didn't bring her any wine.
Oh, guess what? I have to come back next week.
By the way, look at that. No. Look.
Merry Christmas.
I enjoy adult
grape juice.
Hey,
by the way, are you not?
What?
Did you decide Christmas Day?
Probably not going to happen.
I'll get you a case or something and bring you
case.
Something.
You'll
I don't know.
You'll be back on real soon, Brian.
I kind of know the people.
I
love that. I wondered if I was thinking about getting a cider, and I was like, should I run that? You know, drinking, driving. But
cider,
I like that you. You're like,
you're not
going
to drink and drive.
No, I just didn't know.
You
also
pull over and take
teacher.
A sip, and then you get going.
Yeah, that way you're not driving.
Should I be sponsored by alcohol?
You won't get a food sponsor.
No.
Newskies.
I know. I mean, I would wear it. I'd have, everywhere.
I still think you should send a proposal back to Newskies.
I agree. I do.
That's a good
place. It's on my list.
But I'm talking to one in Wisconsin.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah. That's where I get her.
About the one here.
I get her like 5 pounds of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You, okay.
I
remember
you
saying that.
Yes.
Yep.
But let's hear about this awesome sponsor of yours.
We started off the season with our street stock, Camaro. Charlie and Jess bought that one, and then throughout the season, Barona's talking about going IMCA stock cars, so why not get a stock car?
Sure.
So we hooked up with Charger Chassis again out in Nebraska and worked the deal, and our buddy Jeff Ware back in Nebraska assembled it, and we had a pretty good team put together, and now we run an IMCA stock car.
Wow. So, and it's a Camaro?
No, this one, we sold a Camaro. So this is a, they call it a G-body or metric car. It's a Malibu. It's a 1980 Malibu.
Malibu Day.
Yeah. I love Malibus. There's something about it.
Yeah, there's something about a Malibu. But yeah, I agree.
It's a cool car, man.
Yeah. His voice changed when he just said that.
Oh, it's cool.
That's because he likes it. He wants to be in it. He wants to be in it.
Is yours a female, the way you talk about it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
They're all she's.
Yeah, all cars are females.
Yeah, they're all she's because they're so...
Oh, my gosh, listeners, I wish you could see Fast Eddie just like...
But he's like, oh, yeah.
And what is yours?
She, yeah, for sure.
Temperamental.
They all are,
no.
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Mine is the light. She's so good to me.
Does she leak oil?
Mine that's good. Is so good to me.
So Terry, yeah, right.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Jeez.
Oh, get back on top.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back on top. All right, let's take a break and we come back. We got a lot more.
Yes.
Here, give me that silly thing. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Paul Dyke races at Barona Speedway along with his son, PJ. Got a few trophies out of the track, but hey, they're really, really good when it comes to taking care of you at the dealership. Used cars has been moved from Santee over to the El Cajon location, so you've got everything in one shop. Service department's phenomenal. Work on every car there. Dave and his team have really ramped that department up. Parts department is rocking as well. El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better. All right, Dirt Dude is not calling in.
But he has a question.
He's on drawer 39 of his toolbox. Yes. He's still organizing. Been doing that for, 2 years now?
Yeah.
So what is his question?
Well, it was a double whammy, but you already answered it. Well, I think so. What's your favorite car? Sounds like Malibu
stock cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And favorite track, he was wondering. This is Dirt Dude.
Oh, there's a loaded question.
That's a loaded
question.
Especially
since you've done asphalt and dirt.
I really love the elbows up racing at Barona because it's so small. You don't have time to think and I just messed that last corner up. You're too focused on the next one.
Yeah.
Dave, so he's gone 3 wide in Barona.
Yeah.
Well, which is okay. Rare.
Well.
That's all right.
That's not easy.
But, you know, I'm going to kind of semi-defend you when somebody says, what's your favorite track?
It's hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's no
two
tracks alike.
There's not.
Let's just put it this way. All of them.
Correct.
Let's just ask you the real question.
One that's open. How about
Which is the one you hate the most?
Which what? What'd you say?
Which track do you hate the most?
Ooh, ouch.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got a bad pit area, no lighting, it's the boulders.
Don't know.
There isn't any.
Okay, that's where you're going.
Because if anybody is going to put a track into the system, it better be top notch.
Yeah.
How about which track would you say to any racer you've got to experience it?
All
of them.
I've raced. You have to
so
race all
diplomatic.
Of them. I don't know. I would like to say, I should say Barona, because everybody that has shown up for our last summer shootout from like Bakersfield in Northern California, they come down, they're like, oh my gosh, this place is so fun to race.
Yeah.
Like, it's small.
Racy.
Yeah. They're like, we never experienced it. We have to come back. I'm like, you do. I said, no matter, Barona had a bad rap for many years. I think it's starting to turn around.
Trust me, I've been following this track for a long time.
You know what people always mention? The pits. They're like, that's cool. The way, it's like tri-leveled. And
that's
a pain in the butt.
Oh,
that's
no,
the people, number one thing people talk about, the pits.
I had to buy a motorcycle so I could find anybody.
Hey, it just saves your knees.
I know. Yeah. Me and my little monkey.
No, Barona's cool. I like Barona, Kokopah. We're going to travel more to Arizona. We're going to go to Mojave on the February 4th.
Oh, you have
Did you hear
Mojave?
Imperial Valley Speedway is opening up at the fairgrounds in El Centro?
I thought that's just for sprint cars.
But
they're thinking about expanding. Oh. So keep an eye on their schedule.
Absolutely. I heard caught wind at, I know Brad Whitfield's opening up Sholo in Arizona again.
Oh, that's, are they?
Sholo.
So that one's coming back. And then somebody said something about, I know the old Manzanita track is gone, but they're moving somewhere around that area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's the hardest thing to do is to reopen a track after it's closed.
Well, Manzanita has houses all over it now. So I'm thinking, I'm like, well, you can't reinvent Manzanita.
Where are you going to go?
But you can only put so much room in Phoenix. But who, I don't know. It's like rumors.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've heard the situation with Paris Auto Speedway. Yeah. We got on a campaign. We got Don Kazarian. And we've just been calling the state. I mean, we gave out Gavin Newsom's phone number.
Got to wear him out.
And that's exactly. Well, it turns out everything's now voicemail. It's just
imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
So, hey, how about Fast Eddie here? What's one that you, it might stick. He's rolling his eyes now, as we say.
I'm making a sticker when I get home.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Which track have you not done that you know you want to do? It's a different way of asking question. It.
I want to do Ventura up north. That seems like a fun track for the compacts up there.
Tiny
little paperclip. Hey, all right. You know, you could see the palm trees. You could see
the palm trees on the beach. Yeah.
Did you hear Corey Kruseman got inducted into the Motorsport Hall of Fame?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got to get him on air.
Right on. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well deserved.
Very
he works
cool.
really hard for the. Have you been to his school?
I have not.
Yeah, I got to go to.
Do they
school.
Run sport compacts up there? Have we been paying attention yet?
I don't
yet?
Think so.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I hope
so.
They do.
Yeah.
So that you can experience
Well,
that.
It's all about car count.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you go to a promoter and say, I can bring you 10, 15 cars, they'll make room. But if you're going to go up there with one and two, it's not going to.
Well, that's the problem we had at Paris this year was the car count with the compacts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you like I tell everybody sitting in this room, if you ever want to bring your car to KUSI TV, not necessarily for you and your sponsors, but that's important. But if the general public goes, oh, I could do that. That looks like something I could do. I'm more than happy to do it. I really am. I mean, he's been to TV so much. He has his own parking space.
I do.
He even knows how to back his trigger.
I'm about ready to move your car out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I had to find
it. Snaps that ego.
So who are who sponsors you?
Oh, there we
All right,
go.
Let me get the list out real quick.
Oh.
I'm not going to remember this.
Well, that's a kid's thing, but I want to get
young.
It out there.
He's young.
Yeah, it's my first full season.
Is it just a picture of your car and you kind of three
exactly.
That's the way most
down.
Of them do it.
I've got it written down in my notes, actually.
Very good.
Jacob Novak by now had already started saying, listing his.
Oh, yeah, he would have it all together.
Cody Isabella is the man on that one.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Cody is awesome, man.
First and last name of every dwarf driver. Yeah. It's so crazy.
And he knows all his. Okay, what do you got?
All right, so we got Charlie and Jess with Lafonquita Winery. Obviously, also sponsors my uncle.
Okay.
Mary Kay by Jenny Lee, my mom. I got Mike Charlton Racing, Mark Norris Racing. My aunt, my uncle with Showtime and DD West.
Mm-hmm.
We got Ernie Medina, Budget Grading. Ad Fab Graphics by Terry Adams. Bad Boy Designs, the promoter at Cocoa Paw by Bill.
Oh, cool.
Adams Accounting and Eric Crane Media.
Where's your food sponsor?
I know.
Get
I think
it.
We're working on one.
Yes.
Can you eat before a race since this was your first season? Were you able to eat?
Yeah.
Does he look like he has a problem
on
eating?
On race day, I'm saying. That's not very nice, David. Boy.
My very first race, I did not eat until the racing was done.
Right.
I couldn't eat.
Yeah, but you've already, you're
okay,
cool
so
now.
I have a problem, and I don't race half as much as you guys. I mean, I really wish I could have, but I didn't. I always had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that sucks with a full... Oh, we
Prior
not
to
over
every
here
race.
By Showtime. Yeah.
I could go, before I put my driving suit on, and the minute I get near the car, got to go to the bathroom again. You too?
Oh, yeah. I can't eat, like you said.
Oh, you
I don't
can't.
Know how he eats.
Oh, you can't eat
no.
either?
I'm shaking
either.
Like a leaf. My anxiety's through the roof.
Know, I know.
Really?
Like,
I can start in the back, start in the front. It's all the same. And I don't know.
But he's got such
over,
a facade.
Since it's over, like, I can eat. Oh, I can.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
It's on.
But
after
he's got
I,
such a
I'm
facade because he comes across.
I know. That's why I'm a little
It's
surprised.
Like, let's fly in the Piper Cub. He gets out, puts his uniform on, gets in the car, wins the trophy, gets back in the Piper Cub and flies away.
Yeah.
You nope.
know, somebody's got to do it.
I know. It's absolutely.
Wow.
So you're going to stay in this class for a while?
Actually, no. We're actually going to be moving up to a pure stock next year.
More
well, that's
speed?
Good because your car now is going to become available for somebody
oh,
else.
Is it for yep. sale?
Not at the moment. We're working on it.
He's not going to cut that girl
I'm
loose
not,
yet.
I'm not the technical car owner, so I can't. It's
oh,
not listed for
who's
sale.
Who's the technical car owner?
I just built the damn thing.
He built it. Okay. It's my parents.
It's
okay.
a parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom and dad have that one.
Yep.
I want to get to know these winery owners. Are they the ones that keep saying?
Yes, they own my car. Everything
I
do.
Where's
style.
The winery?
It's in Ramona. Lafonquita Winery. It's
Lafonquita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cool spot.
Anything in this particular type of wines?
Slushies.
One that's open.
Oh, slushies.
Yeah, we got the wine slushies.
Oh.
We. They.
They.
Yeah, I should have brought some.
You really
failed.
Who runs this guy's program?
I'll be right back.
Helicopter's out front.
Yeah, let me call my wife.
No, but did they ever race?
Actually, what's funny, no, he never has. He used to do some off-road back in the day on quads, and then it's just random. Like, we just started going
talking.
There.
Did you bring him to the track?
No. We actually bought like a wine barrel that was in his house, and that's how we started. We would go there. We call it church on Sundays.
Yeah.
After racing, we come home from Coca Bar, Barona. We'd go. We'd up there. We'd go get brunch and then go to church.
Right.
The winery.
Right.
So, and then I got to talking to Charlie.
And you bought a wine barrel?
Yeah, we bought a wine barrel. That's how it all started. It's great.
What did you do with this wine barrel?
It's in our house.
Is it empty?
Well, it is now.
Most people buy a kegger.
No,
this guy buys a wine barrel.
It was empty. It's just a half that you put up against the wall.
Oh, okay.
And you can put stuff on. Yeah, gotcha. It's pretty cute. Cute. Here we go.
Again. Oh, God. Yeah. That was for your wife.
Yeah, that is. I know she's listening.
Let's give her some credit as his phone goes lights up.
Don't you embarrass me.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, no, so it kind of kicked off like that. He bought our first wrap for our hobby stock back in, 4 years ago.
Really?
And, yeah, and just escalated.
And he's not even a motorsports guy.
He is now.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we popped his cherry and he got a car this year. He started racing.
Oh, he's racing now?
Yeah. So we can't stop buying race cars.
I noticed.
We just it's insane. So we bought another car, Alyssa Smith's Camaro. Her old pure stock. We bought that. So Charlie's going to be in that. Eddie's going to be in Charlie's old car for this next season. And then, it's cool. We got a good thing going.
So now you're looking for a car transporter that'll.
Right?
Like,
oh, okay.
You should see the text messages and the links we pass around to each other daily.
Daydreaming?
Oh, no, it's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. Just the teacher here.
It's just got to be heavy, sturdy enough on the roof for the helicopter,
so
I can fly in, fly out. You know what I mean?
Shake your head.
What do we got going on over here?
Shake your head.
No, it's cool. It's fun.
That's what it's all about.
You have to. If you're not having fun, stay home.
And that's one of the things. It's too much work to not have fun. Yeah,
it is. It's a lot of work.
And that's one of the things that precedes you is the fact that every day you're having as much fun as you possibly
Everybody
can.
Everybody loves it. That feels so, like on my drive here, I was like, I'm so glad I finally get to sit down with you because you have such mad respect at the track. And I'm not just saying this, and like such sincere love. And I think everyone was so happy when you came back to the track. Like, it was like, well, I want to get to know this guy.
Well, I hate to say it, but that's probably the only, if you may have been that way prior to cancer.
No.
But cancer has a tendency to make you stop and smell the roses.
It does.
More often than not.
It does.
It
puts your life in check and makes you realize there's more to life than, you know, being an a-hole at a racetrack. So,
which you probably never were.
No. Everybody loved me, right?
Eddie?
I don't know. I wasn't around
that. Yeah,
he wasn't born yet. His arms are crossed and his lips are pierced.
So let me save Mr. Brian here, so we don't get him in too much trouble. We're going to take a break.
I'm liking this, though, stirring the pot.
This is why you want to do, like, 5 hours with him.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Can we have him back on Yak Radio with the winery people?
That'd be great. Yeah,
yes,
I can get him in.
Yep. That's 1 to 2. That's why I have 6 hours of radio.
Right.
Because of her.
That's what she mentioned.
And it's just so funny. She comes in.
I had such a terrible week.
And then, we're only in 30 minutes, and she's bouncing off the walls.
Right.
Brian has to do is throw a little sprung monkey in there.
Yeah, she looked hungover coming in the parking lot.
I know. It's just the world's worst thing. This is her adrenaline
fix. That's why
she's
offering us water.
Yeah, well, that's all you're getting. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. Scott Delosio right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. This is one fast track, Paris Auto Speedway. Hey, and you got to go to their website, make some phone calls to Uncle Newsom. We got to make sure nobody messes with Paris Auto Speedway. But guess what? The man is on the line, Scott Delosio, and he's going to announce that the schedule is out. Hey, Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How are you guys doing down there?
We're doing great. Hey, you calling in next Sunday?
You want me to?
Well,
if I can't, I'll let you know, but I should be able to.
Well, I'm just going to be doing, I'm going to do it. I can't stand best of, I can't stand reruns, so. And plus,
you're a professional.
No, I just like
you
radio.
Are.
I just like radio. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time. If you want to, you're more than welcome. If you want somebody to call in, I'll be here. Here and on New Year's.
Sure. If I get tied up or I can't find anybody, I'll let you know. But I think we're just cooking and eating around here, so I should be able to make time for that.
Shoot. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So you guys got the schedule out.
Yeah, you know, Don's been working on the schedule, got a little behind this year. You know, normally we release the schedule sometime in November. Last year, I think it was actually got delayed till January. And that's all due to the stuff that's been going on with the DWR, the Department of Water Resources. But he got it out this week. 23 weeks of racing once again.
Wow.
Going to have 8 nights for sprint cars, 8 nights, Night of Destruction, 8 nights. For the stock car shows, he's changed things up a little bit with the sprint car shows this year. Young guns are going to be with them along with the seniors at every race, like has been for I don't know how long now, over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he added the modified IMCA modified, and the guys who raced it, they loved it. Most of them loved it, I should say, because you know the sprint cars, you know, give them a smoother track and stuff to run on. But the problem was. The car count from the year before, 58 different drivers showed up to race IMCA modifieds at the pass in 2021. This year we had 26. So he has shifted them back to the stock car portion of the program. He's given the super stock class, which you had Tyson talking to on last week. He was a champion.
Mm-hmm.
They'll run their regular 7 nights. They're going to get 2 nights with sprint cars. The street stocks get 2 nights with sprint cars. Even the factory stocks are going to run one night with them. And we're bringing the lightning sprints back. We hadn't had lightning sprints at the racetrack for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brent Sexton asked for a race last year and with the Southwest, the Powerize Southwest Lightning Sprint.
Right.
Drew a good field of cars. Brent wanted to bring them back this year. And they're going to be on our schedule 4 times next year. Or this coming year, I should say.
Can you believe it's right around the corner? Holy moly.
Yeah, I can. We're getting older. They come faster and faster.
It's all
I
know. Downhill.
I used to rush for the next summer break as a teacher, and I'm like, whoa, let's slow that down because I'm a year older every time.
I don't want this to come that quick. Yeah. Well, it sounds like, and I'm sure that you have a few tricks up your sleeve because that's the way Don likes to roll.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, there's people right now, there's no Oval Nationals as of right now that, you know, he sent out a deal about that. About 10 days ago, we announced that. And, you know, the reason being, actually a couple reasons being, you know, there's no big sponsor to do it this year so far. You know, and I'm not going to go into numbers because I don't know all the numbers.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
This deal going on with the state of California, the DWR.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going to be.
Fees right now are well into 6 figures. So,
wow.
You know, you got to cut corners somewhere. So that's where it is. But the key word with what he said when he announced that was at this time, there are no Oval Nationals.
Okay.
We're still, you know, almost 11 months away from when that race would take place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would happen again. Now, the USAC National Sprint Cars are not coming west next year like they've done every year since we went to USAC in 2004 when they replaced SCRA. And they have been part of the Oval Nationals every year since. This year, they're not coming west. So, you know, that may have contributed. And actually, with us not saying we're having it, may have contributed to them not coming west.
Right.
Because they're not coming over to race in Arizona as well, like they usually do for the Western World. But the Western World got switched from Kokopah up to the Central Arizona Speedway. So that race, I think it's the 56th edition this year, is still going to happen. It just won't have the USAC national sanction with it.
Gotcha.
And it could, like I say, things could change.
That's why I said.
Nationals beforehand was not a sanctioned race in the old days. It was an open show. That could happen that way. Hopefully it will.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't, you know, it's just part of life for a year.
Right. Interesting. And we still need people to contact state of California government's office.
You know, think about it this week. You've got to call our lovely nice,
lovely,
great governor we all love so much this week. Get on the phone. The phone number is on our Facebook page. It's on our website. Call them and wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and tell them to keep the damn racetrack open.
Right,
and
there you go. Simple.
The concert and rodeo facility on the fairgrounds, they're in the same boat we are.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually a party in the suit with Don. So we can't forget about them either. They went out of their way to help us. And
sure.
We need to help them back as well.
Okay, but, you know, so keep the racetrack and the rodeo going.
Keep the damn fairgrounds going.
Well, there's that.
Keep the city of Harris going. I mean, people don't quite people don't understand that this isn't just about the racetrack. It's not just about the racetrack in the rodeo arena and concert venue. It's about the whole fairgrounds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's going to affect the whole fairgrounds. It's going to affect the 3 miles from the freeway to the fairgrounds. It's going to affect every single business.
I was thinking that some businesses,
too. You know, and they don't, pass. You know, they're not mentioning that. The city, you know, these businesses are going to get hit hard by the money that comes in during the fair, during the races, during the rodeos and the concerts, but they're going to be affected by the traffic going back and forth as well every day.
Or the lack of.
So we urge people to call, you know, like say, tell Governor Newsom Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Don't mention gas tax.
No.
Ridiculous.
No.
You know, don't mention all this other garbage that's going on. Keep it respectful. And just tell them to save the racetrack and save the fairgrounds and the concert venue.
And I think you hit a really important part. You have to be respectful. Because if you go the wrong direction,
they'll stop listening.
That's just a tool for them to use against us. Be polite, be respectful, and I agree. Wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And please keep the fairgrounds open and all of the entities that go with it. And then hang up. It's going to be a voicemail anyway. Well, it's going to be a voicemail. You're not going to talk to the guy.
Well, some people do actually. You know, if you call after 9 a.m., some people have gotten through.
Really?
You're not going to talk to him.
No.
But, you know, they do take your message if they pick it up. They don't take your message. They have to log what the call is about.
Right.
And, like I say, keep it respectful. We get people.
Right.
And I hate to do it, but we get people come on our Facebook and our Instagram and they trash. You know, they're trashing these people.
Well, but it's not going to do any good.
It's going to not do any good. It's going to do damage.
Yes. They just.
You know, so when they do that, we remove that because that's just defeating the purpose.
Yeah. I totally, totally agree. Yeah. I don't care how angry you are, you know, but you're not going to get anywhere, you know, screaming, but you can get a lot farther by being nice and just make them understand.
Exactly. I mean, that's not the way to go around doing it.
Right. You know, and I'm sorry, but we're going to bring this up until this thing is resolved. So every time you call in, this is going to be part of it because it's that important.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's that important. Well, we still need to do a KUSI segment down in. I can get Sexton to bring a race car, or maybe even these guys to bring some cars.
Well,
to
KUSI. We have the champion Paris Sport Compact champion right here.
We got some guys who race with us. We mentioned to them they'd love to do it.
Yeah.
I think we talked January 23rd, and Don's just waiting to hear back from you.
Oh, January 23rd. Oh, that's because I haven't flipped my calendar.
But, oh, goodness.
So January, I'm going to write it down right now. As far as I'm concerned, it's an in. And you know this guy Finger? No S.
Edward.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy before.
He said he'd drag his car out.
He wins a lot of races.
Yeah, he said he'll drag his car to KUSI.
He's got to be happy that the Sport Compact showed back up on our schedule.
I don't know. Are you happy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like Paris?
I love Paris. It's closer to me, but having the track so close to us, and it's an awesome facility.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love racing there.
Interesting. I didn't think a Cobalt would go that fast.
Oh, it went pretty fast this year.
So
I heard 8 days a night of destruction, so I think it's going to be
a
successful
season. So I heard you
two
guys are going to do a double-decker.
Yeah, that's a rumor on this street.
You didn't hear that?
Oh, we're going to put his compact on top of my stock car?
No. No, Paris, don't you have cars to rent?
We did. I think they're all booked right now.
Oh,
that's
man.
Good.
Oh,
okay.
That's where you took like a Crown Vic on the bottom and a Volkswagen on top.
Right.
Top guy steers, bottom guy does
he
gas.
He already said on top.
Yeah.
I like
Well, yeah, we don't want to use
the
their
nice cars.
No, we want another one. We want a fifth.
Because you like buying cars.
I talked Charlie into buying all my cars.
Okay.
How do you transport a double decker?
Yeah, how do you transport a double decker?
Yeah.
You transport it one time.
Yeah, you leave it there.
Yeah. That's what most people do is they build them. You know, I think Eric Evans was taking his back and forth.
Yeah.
I think everybody else is pretty much, they build them, they leave them out there. And, you know, they can come out in the week.
Fix them when they
the
tip
day,
them.
During the early evening and work on them out at the racetrack.
Yeah, throw a battery in it because that's all you're going to need.
They flip them over quite a bit.
I saw three of the four get tipped the last show I went to.
Is this determining whether you're on the top or the bottom?
Yeah.
Is
that what
you're... I'll put Edward up top.
No, Edward's too heavy. It'll be top heavy for sure.
Sorry, we did not even like try to sugarcoat that.
Less tacos, buddy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Have you been to their night of destruction?
You know, I've been racing for over 20 years. I've raced Paris in the stock cars, and I've never been.
It's so unbelievable.
I know.
Because it's more than just the Derby.
It reminds me of the Elk Cone Speedway days when we had our 4th of July specials and stuff
like
that.
Right, exactly.
It's identical, and I always want to go. I just...
Just never pours
out. I don't know why.
And there's your New Year's resolution.
That's a fun one. Well, we ought to just do like a Barona party, go up there and, you know,
a party bus?
Cordon off a little bit of a corner of one of the tracks or the grandstands. They got the room.
Exactly. Oh.
So, all right. So you're all set. You're going to be rocking and rolling all next year.
Yeah. We're going, you know, a lot of people don't understand that what it was all about. There was never a question we were racing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now we finally got the schedule out and people are understandably worried.
Well, sure, they thought with all this other craziness.
Yeah, so, you know, the schedule's out, and that'll leave a lot of people's worries. I know it's load off Don's chest to get it out, and hopefully he can spend more time thinking about racing. I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
Right,
but,
right.
Look forward to the day when he can do that. Hopefully, I mean, his whole deal was to have this whole thing settled by New Year.
Right. So it's a challenge.
And I think we're closing in on that pretty fast, so that's probably not going to happen.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You know.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, tell Don he's on for January 23rd. I'll send you an email, and you can send it to him, and we'll make this thing happen.
Cool.
And just for the heck of it, feel free to invite the water folks to come down to KUSI.
Yeah, extend it.
I'm just saying invite them. They won't show, but I mean, at least you're showing kindness and goodness.
Balance.
There you go. I guess we wish you guys, everybody, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy.
Including the governor and the people from the DWR.
Absolutely.
Laying that on.
All right, buddy.
With a big old bow.
A big old bow. All right, buddy. Take care. We'll talk to you maybe next week. If not, we'll be rocking it.
Sounds great.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, then come back and talk to these two hot rodders.
Thanks, guys.
Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. One thing about Certified is once they work on your car, they've got a dyno if you're interested, and they can give you the end results after all the work they do. Certified Car Clinic, go to CertifiedCarCare.net. You know, I did the last Sunday, or the Saturday that Cajon Speedway ran, that next day, I took all my radio gear, drug it all the way up to that shaky-ass tower, and did 2 hours of radio as the last show.
Oh.
That's neat.
You ever been up to that tower?
Many times.
Ooh, baby, that thing is...
Oh, yeah.
You take it ride.
Yeah, I grew up running around the stands over there.
Yeah, me too. I love that place.
Yeah.
Steve even taught me how to take water out of the corners because I wasn't doing it right with a shovel. So let me show you.
All right, I just had a listener say, sounds like they need a Racer Radio party bus to go up to Paris.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, it was a good suggestion.
I know. And we could go up there and we could overtake a corner. But if you haven't seen it, man, it is just...
It's so entertaining.
It's good, variety. But in one respect, it's not going to be good for you.
Right.
Because you already know
where I'm going. You'll have to get another car.
You'll have to get another car.
Yeah. Two. You're going to have to get two.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, maybe double three.
Yeah, that's the ongoing thing. It's like Charlie's like, well, we have to have two of everything. I'm like, why do we have to have two?
Well, I want his Sport Compact because my favorite one is
what
the
do you
one...
Mean you want it.
Well, you know how bad I want to do that one... Where you go straight along Temocross, that
demo
one.
Cross.
Oh, my God, that looks so...
She
is yours a stick shift or automatic?
No, mine's an automatic.
She has not stop talking about this.
Those guys are ruthless up there.
I love it, though. They just
no fear.
Going.
The roll cage on those things are pretty serious.
You know, they're not even required.
They're not even required. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, who's that old guy that we had on radio? He's like in his 70s. And his car used to be a Nova. And he does the demo cross. But it's got so much roll cage on it, you can't tell what it is.
That's not Earl Cox? No.
Nah. No.
You know who I'm talking about.
My recall's terrible.
Scott actually set it up, but he's an older guy. He's in his 70s, and he goes out. He wins, but his car—he's so caged.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He is so caged up.
I just don't remember his name.
Oh, he wins too.
Yes, he wins.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he wins.
He won the night I was there too.
Yeah,
I can't think of his
name. Don't you hate that? Yeah. You will when you get in the car.
I'm looking at the time, and I want to make sure there's enough time to talk about the fundraiser.
Oh yeah, let's talk about the fundraiser.
All right, let's talk about it.
What is it?
It's a Dance Against Cancer fundraiser. We tried to put it on once. Hopefully, we can do it twice this year now. It's basically they help families that are in need that have been going through cancer.
Right.
Because it's not cheap.
No. If you don't have the insurance,
even if you do have insurance, it's still not cheap.
Yeah.
They helped us out. They kicked down 10 grand for us this last year. Wow. It sounds like a lot. That's not a lot.
No,
and what it goes through, it helps the families pay for the child to keep them dancing. So that bill, the child doesn't have to worry about not being able to make dance.
Right.
And it also helps us. We paid rent with it. You know,
sure.
Paid doctor visits, and my doctor visits were $336 a piece once a week.
You know how many race cars that is?
I know. Yeah. Like it's so darn expensive, and people don't realize how expensive this stuff is.
Right.
And so what we try to do, we try to give back to the organization that has helped us.
What we'll do is we'll do this with your wife because she's part of it.
Yep.
And we'll make it a yearly event.
Awesome.
And if you start doing it, getting a yearly event, and the ball starts rolling. No, because
I think it's our third year doing it.
Yeah.
First year, I don't think I had cancer. I wasn't diagnosed the first year we did it. It was just kind of random. And so it's January, this year is January 15th at La Finquita Winery in Ramona.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to try to blow whatever money you raised last year, we're going to try to blow that out in the woods.
Oh, we'll do it. Let's do it.
Because that's always been my challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, because we had a little... Oceanside Elementary, they were making $5,000-$6,000 on their car show. And it's just a car show for the school. Now they're making $20,000-$25,000.
Cool. That's good.
And it's all about getting, because once the people, it's funny about San Diego, once the public knows what you've got or what you're doing, they will come out in droves. Right. It is insane.
It's awesome. It's so good to watch the community come together with certain things like this.
And we could even maybe quasi car show, throw it in there.
Yeah. We'll have our race car there. We'll probably have Edward's car there.
But if we have a car show that we get people to pay $20 a car to come to the show. No.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see where we're going with this.
Then that, they'll do it. And then have the kids, the dance, make trophies.
Right. Oh, that's neat.
Go get some car parts and, bolt it to something and put a little plaque on. You can always get somebody that'll make plaques.
Right. We actually have a thing you can go on. You can get like a sponsor with bottles and stuff. Jess, the winery owner, she hand engraves these things and colors them all up and stuff. It's pretty neat. Shoot, I wish I had a picture to show you.
Well, what we'll do is
let's have
a meeting. We'll have a meeting.
Okay.
We'll all get together, put our heads together.
Yeah, let's do it.
And because yeah, I'm definitely, yeah. And then we'll get a bunch of different contacts, you, her, him, and what have you.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's all good. Because, and is this for kids' cancer? Or anybody?
It's for
cancer?
Anybody. Okay. Kids, the families, anybody involved with a dance, dance class, school, whatever you want to call it.
Well, Dave Arcee's wife does a dance class.
Yep.
So we'll definitely get her involved.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
I know another girl, Vianney, she has a dance program in school, and I've had her on radio, and I help her whenever I can. I'm jazzed.
I just got a text from the wife. It's our third event.
I don't know what you'd do without
the boss.
Her. You would be in so much trouble.
I know. I'd be done.
You'd be flopping around like a fish out of water in the parking lot.
Yeah, between her and my daughter. So.
Oh, they're both on you.
Oh, they keep Paige keeps me on my toes every time I walk in the door. She scares the crap out of me. So, I thought I was tired, but now I'm awake.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think I want
to
know.
You're not allowed to shave your beard.
No.
I can't get mine to go right. It just keeps wanting to do what it wants to
I'm
do.
I'm surrounded by beards. I am just noticing.
Well, now all of a sudden,
this
that seems to be like the new thing, right?
I don't know. Beard. I guess.
I'm not going to do it.
I just got lazy.
I refuse.
Well, me too.
I can't. It's like I have to shave every 3 days to look like a baby.
Yeah, but see,
right?
I even joined the Harry's Shave Club a week before I grew my beard again.
Poor man.
So you started.
Oh, hygiene. Yeah.
Did you start it?
I used to have a 30-year... I had a beard for like 30 years, and I went to KUSI. They hated it. I had to shave it off.
Right.
They laid me off for COVID, and I grew it back.
Yeah, COVID. All right, so let's bring it away from beards and hygiene. And so you both plan on racing next year.
Yes.
Let's remind the listeners of the division. And how about your color scheme and number so we know who to watch for?
You want to go with Fast Eddie first? Or?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Well, I'll be running a pure stock next year, number 83. I haven't decided on color or scheme yet on it. It'll be purple.
It'll be green. Fancy.
Why 83?
Yeah. 83, it's family because of my uncle. He's run 83.
That used to be his number.
It still is his number.
And what are you going to do? Same color scheme?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He always has purple.
Fancy, shiny,
right?
Yes. Purple, some fluorescent sort of green.
Right. Number?
Attention getter. 83.
Different divisions.
I've been 83 for over 20 years.
Okay. I'm a 34. She's a 37.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's her big thing. She always loves to say, and where did you come up with that number?
That's what everybody asks.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you stop and think about it.
You got to. Where'd you get it from?
What they didn't realize back in the day, you were assigned a number.
Right.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice. It was the promoter. They'd say, okay, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Guys, it's a blast having you. You're always welcome.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
And if you're bored next Sunday, I'm here.
All right.
I will be here. All you got to do is reach out.
I will be eating during
your
show.
Bring us some food.
Sorry.
I'll bring some tacos and wine.
Let's do that. She'll be sitting home drinking eggnog.
Drooling.
All right, folks, we're going to have to hit the road. Don't go anywhere. Gun Owners Radio coming up next right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.